Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, so this Hunter Biden story has been very interesting today, and I mentioned this in the last half hour or so. Apparently, he has now pleaded guilty to all nine charges relating to tax evasion. The day started with a surprise announcement that the son of the president would plead guilty, and then it got a little foggy because then they started talking about this Alford plea deal, and right. Brad Young's going to come up here after five and explain all of this. But then now it looks like he didn't do the Alford plea. He pleaded guilty. We have some comments from his attorney. Fred tells me they're rather comical considering the topic, but we'll play those before the end of the hour, and then we'll get with Brad in the next hour, and he can explain all of this, because it's not really clear exactly what did happen here. I don't know that this changes any kind of, you know, prediction about a potential presidential pardon, which seems very likely, especially right. with guilty pleas, but we'll see where that takes us here, and we'll get into that. Plus, a Chiefs preview. The NFL starts tonight. My life dramatically changes for the better. Tonight. I'm very lucky. I've said this to people. Sue, you know this. My wife is just as big an NFL fan as I am. So this never separates us. This actually brings us together.
Good.
Sports is what brought us together actually in the first place about 21 years ago with an NCAA basketball tournament. But we're huge NFL fans and cannot wait. And Alex Gold with Kansas City 610 Sports Radio is going to give us a preview. We may offer some wagering tips as well. And with my wagering tips, they're extremely helpful. All you have to do is listen to my picks.
And do the opposite.
Exactly. Yep. And you're going to cash some tickets and you'll make some money. Jacob Lane is with us. I read this piece that he wrote in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago. And this is the type of thing that in a busy news cycle doesn't get attention, but it should get attention. And some of us, by the way, and probably many of you, knew that these types of things would happen with COVID relief money. Jacob Lane is a Republican strategist in Danville, Illinois, which I think is east of Champaign, wrote about some of the COVID relief money that's going to really great causes. And Danville will explain. Jacob, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, great, Mark. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Help me with the geography just so we know exactly. Is it how far west, or I'm sorry, east of Champaign? That's where you are, right?
Yeah, it's about 30 miles east. We're right on the Indiana border. Unfortunately, if we were 5 miles east, things would be a lot better for us, but we're not.
Well, but you wrote about, you know, again, a lot of us predicted that with all this money being doled out and handed out and gifted to communities and municipalities all throughout the country, how do you keep track of that? And how do you know that the money is actually going to go to things for which it is the stated purpose? And in your community, we now know that it really was something that was a bit of an end run around the intent of these monies, right? So explain what happened with $13 million from the American Rescue Plan.
Yeah, well, and let me be perfectly clear. You know, $13 million in the long scheme of things with in terms of when the federal government wastes money,
dropping
this
the bucket.
Is a rounding error.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a rounding error. But still, nevertheless, it's $13 million that was completely mismanaged. So the city of Danville received $26 million from American Rescue Plan funds. That was the bill that was passed by Congress when Biden took office. Not a single Republican voted for it, and it contained tons of goodies, and in total, $350 billion worth of goodies for states and tribal governments. And what we're seeing across the country, and what what I witnessed firsthand in Danville, is a blatant misuse of these funds. So city leaders thought it would be a great idea to take half of our $26 million. Now, keep in mind, these are funds that are supposed to be used for things like critical infrastructure, responding to the adverse effects of COVID, perhaps bringing people back to work who were affected by the pandemic. No, instead, city leaders in our city said, no, we're going to spend $13 million and build a water park.
Now,
and that's where we are.
So when they do that, this is what I'm curious about, because I followed government enough to know that these are the types of things that happen. But were they honest about where the money was coming from? Did they defend the way that the money was being spent from this particular pool of money? Or did it just kind of, you know, happen and then someone like you uncovers it and starts pointing toward that?
Unfortunately, it just sort of happened. City leaders just, and that's the unfortunate thing about a lot of this money, is that there's no accountability. There is no accountability for how these funds should be spent. And really, city leaders can take it upon themselves to do what they feel is necessary with the money. So in Danville's case, city leaders thought, oh, okay, well, Danville used to have a municipal pool. It had been closed for several years because it needed a large number of repairs. And so they said, well, we're just going to take half of these funds and we're going to make a new city pool, and we're going to include slides. We're going to charge people more to get in. Oh, and by the way, you know, it's only open 3 months a year. So
I hope you have a damn wave pool, though. If you don't have a wave pool, you should have spent $2 million more.
Or a lazy river.
Oh,
I
my
agree,
God. Are
Mark,
you kidding me?
There's not even a lazy river with it. Can you believe that? Yeah, not even a damn lazy river.
That's a problem.
And we're $13 million in the hole. And that's not the only thing they spent crazy money on. They spent $500,000. I didn't even include that in the piece. But they spent $500,000 to convert our city's tennis center into pickleball courts. Now, I like pickleball. I've played pickleball with friends. It's a great way to bond and everything. But I just don't think that that's a good way to spend $26 million, you know, a cash infusion into your community. And I just like to point out, too, to your listeners, that you could use this money to respond to the adverse effects of COVID. Look what COVID did on the American education system. I mean, kids
devastating.
Are grades behind
yes.
now. Because, and let me tell you something, Danville's education system, I encourage your listeners to look it up, it's not a bed of roses. It's pretty much crap. And, you know, you in the Danville School District, you've got kids that you've got a 14% proficiency in English, 7% in math, 23% in science. What if we would have taken that money and spent it on our education system?
It's ridiculous. And you pointed out, look, $13 million, you're right, in the whole scheme of things. And let's get to a couple more of these because they're interesting. Phil Murphy in New Jersey, $15 million on efforts to attract the World Cup. Maine used $20 million to modernize fish hatcheries. North Carolina, $5 million for moonshine walking trails. Arizona, $7 million to boost horse racing. New York, $2 million to plant 3,600 trees. But here's the one. Oh, yeah, Broward County, they doled out $140 million to build a luxury hotel. But then you refer in the Wall Street Journal piece to $2 billion earmarked for some things in Connecticut and Rhode Island. Explain this one, because this caught my attention.
So, and just keep in mind, too, that, you know, Congress contains 535 members, okay?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So not a single member found this error before the bill was passed. I just want your listeners to know that. So, you know, 535 eyes on it, and not a single person found this error. But what was included in the bill was $2 billion for non-existent county governments in Connecticut and Rhode Island. So basically, money was earmarked for governments that do not even exist.
Well, where did the money go then?
Well, that's a good question. There really needs to be a follow-up piece to that, because this was only uncovered because someone like myself took the time and read through the bill, and they're like, oh, well, you know, wow. You know, where did this money go? I mean, but again, 535 members. And again, I don't want to throw all members under the bus, because we know how these bills are written, right? They write them at the 11th hour, so the members don't have a chance to read them, so they can pass them with all these goodies in it. But the fact that not a single person, or the fact that the person that included this didn't take the time to look to see
if these
governments
actually existed. Yeah, that's stunning. That really is. It's shameful. And you point this out, too, in Danville, and I was unaware of this, but you guys lost Quaker Oats, and that left a lot of people out of work, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, it left over 500 people out of work. And, you know, we're not talking like, you know, 500, minimum wage jobs. I mean, these were good paying jobs. And I'm not going to blame city leaders for that, because I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that it was Illinois. And I do think that was Quaker's easy way out of Illinois, because Illinois is just so bad for business these days. We're surrounded by states, you know this all too well, that are much more, that roll out the welcome mat for businesses, and we don't. But, I mean, just think about that. And also, too, Danville's dealt with a historic decline in population recently. When I was a kid, we were around over 40,000 as a population. We're down to under 28,000. So that's a lot of lost tax revenue. And I just don't think a $13 million water park is the answer to get more revenue into city coffers.
Well, I'm going to make a commitment to you, Jacob, here this afternoon. My soon-to-be 10-year-old daughter and I, we're going to make our way to Danville, damn it, and spend some money there and go to that water park next year, even without a wave pool or a lazy river. But thank you so much for highlighting this.
You can only come in for 3 months, you know, because it's Illinois. So it's
we will plan ahead. But listen, thank you for keeping on top of stuff like this. Now, this used to be, I think you kind of said this without saying it, this used to be the kind of thing that, what's the word I'm looking for? It starts with a J. Oh, yeah. Journalists used to do this work, right? But they don't exist anymore, unfortunately. Jacob, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. That is really unbelievable. I wanted to get this in, though, before the end of the hour, so then Brad doesn't have to listen to it when he is on sort of analyzing this. So Hunter Biden just pleaded guilty. His attorney, Abby Lowell, comes out, and this is what he says.
Hunter decided to enter his plea to protect those he loves from unnecessary hurt and cruel humiliation. This plea prevents that kind of show trial that would have not provided all the facts or served any real point in justice.
All right, let me stop right there. And there's an appropriate response to this. And it's provided by my friend Kenny Wallace. Ready? I mean, come on.
Are you great?
I know lawyers have to say so much BS, and especially defense attorneys, right? Because they're always guilty. But good Lord.
He will now move on with us to the sentencing phase while keeping open the options to raise the many clear issues with this case on appeal. There's no doubt this case was an extreme and unusual one for the government to bring.
No, it wasn't. The only unusual part of it is that the government tried to cut your client a deal earlier, and they were called out for it. And what I think is hilarious is the same damn prosecutor threw the red flags this morning when they were talking about this Alford plea.
Like millions of Americans, Hunter was late in filing and paying his taxes.
No!
He didn't pay his taxes! These guys are unbelievable.
It really
unreal.
Is.
Unlike those millions of Americans, he was charged criminally for his failures that occurred during the depths of his addiction to drugs and alcohol.
He's a victim.
And which?
Yeah, he is.
He has rectified by paying his overdue taxes in full with interest and penalties years before he was ever charged. In fact, Hunter actually overpaid his taxes in the year he was charged with tax evasion.
Oh, credit.
Hunter put his family first today. And it was a brave and loving thing for him to do.
I didn't see it that way. And now I've been corrected. It is brave. It's a brave. He's a hero.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden is an American hero, ladies and gentlemen. And don't you forget it. That's what he laid his life down there for everyone in this country moving forward. Abby Lowell's got the easiest gig on the planet. He can go out there and spread his BS. And then Joe Biden's going to pardon his client as soon as he can, probably. It's embarrassing. But there are some nuances to all this. And Brad's going to explain after the top of the hour. A Chiefs preview at 5:25, an audio cut of the day, and more coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.